This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. On September 22, 1961, President John F. Kennedy signed into law legislation creating the Peace Corps. In the past 60 years of the agency, more than 240,000 Americans have served in 141 countries. But back in March of last year, the Peace Corps had to evacuate volunteers due to the pandemic. Chris Strohofer was one of those volunteers. He served 14 months in Albania when he got the word that he needed to come back to the U.S. The Cincinnati native now joins Cincinnati Edition. Chris, thank you for being with us. And we also have with us Peace Corps Acting Director Carol Spahn. Carol, thank you for being with us as well.
Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Chris, as I noted, you're a Cincinnati native. You spent just over a year in Albania. I'd like to start with you, if you could just share with us a bit of what it was like after spending all those months volunteering overseas and then seeing what was about to happen to the world and getting word that you had to go home. Do we have Chris anymore?
I'm here now. Yeah. Sorry, I was muted.
That's okay.
It was jarring, to say the least. I had another year of my service that I expected to see through until April of 2021. I went to school. March 9th was a Monday. I went to school like any other day, rumblings of COVID, but not expecting it to really impact our lives at that point in time. But that later that day, they sent everybody home. And by March 17th, I was back home 8 days later in Cincinnati.
What made you decide to go into the Peace Corps?
Well, I always wanted to have some international experience. After I got my degree at the University of Cincinnati, I was an international affairs major. I had some amazing professors here that were really helped to inspire me to be interested in education, and that was in an international context during a study abroad trip. So I wanted to share what inspired me to be interested in education with students around the world, kind of meshing my interest for education and travel.
So what were you doing in Albania?
Yeah, I was a TEFL volunteer, which means teaching English as a foreign language. I taught at a public high school in Albania. We had counterparts, so I taught with my amazing counterpart, Ernila. She was also an English teacher. And we co-taught classes every day together. And between classes and coffees, we planned activities for our students. We had a Model UN group that we were training. And we had a youth board with students from all around the community that we kind of helped organize volunteering activities, cleanups, and a summer camp, did all that together. And we had plans for starting a school paper and a career counseling program with my last year of service that didn't quite come to fruition.
We'll talk a bit more about Albania with Chris Strohofer, the Cincinnati native who was volunteering with the Peace Corps before his service was disrupted by the COVID-19 pandemic and he had to come back home. We're also joined by the acting director of the Peace Corps, Carol Spahn. And Carol, I imagine it was quite an operation. It's probably quite an operation anyway, day to day in the good times when there's not a pandemic, to keep everyone safe, to keep tabs on such a sprawling group of individuals, and they're placed all over the world. But can you talk a bit about what it was like to bring everybody home?
Absolutely. And yes, we are in 60 countries around the world. And at the time, we had almost 7,000 volunteers in service in very remote villages, hard to access, sometimes 2 or 3 days away from the capital. So as we saw COVID moving from Asia into Europe and saw transmission start to go up and really transportation routes start to close off, we made the very difficult decision. My predecessor, Jody Olson, made the very difficult decision to evacuate globally for the first time in Peace Corps history. And what that launched was really a scramble to get our volunteers out of those countries as commercial routes were being closed off and as borders were being shut down. In some cases, we only had 48 hours before the country itself was closing the borders, and we had to move quickly, and it was just an amazing feat. We got all of our volunteers out within 8 days, and relied heavily on the relationships that we had built in those countries over a long period of time and our tremendous volunteers and their cooperation during what must have been a very, as Chris said, jarring experience and really giving up on dreams in many cases.
When we think about the relationship between the Peace Corps and the countries in which these volunteers might find themselves, what were the biggest challenges in evacuating and thus abandoning whatever work might have been underway in some of those places?
Well, I wouldn't call it abandoning because we are still there and we do plan to go back. Every country that we left has asked for Peace Corps to come back and we intend to send volunteers back just as soon as it's safe to do so. And I will say that volunteers have a very personal relationship with the communities they live and work in. And it is those relationships that really are fundamental to so much of our work. And I know that many of those relationships have stayed alive, either through the personal initiative of those volunteers. And we've also launched a virtual volunteer program. So we have volunteers supporting their communities back home. We're piloting it right now. It's in 20 countries. We have 250 volunteers. And that's been an amazing way to stay connected.
What does that look like?
Well, we have folks in the United States and we have people who served in countries in every decade of Peace Corps. So people from the 60s, 70s, 80s who previously may have served in a country are spending 5 to 15 hours a week. They might be teaching English. They might be supporting a radio campaign in Paraguay. We just heard one wonderful example of that in a hard to reach area. So supporting ecotourism. And some are supporting COVID messaging and behavior change. So it really does represent whatever the country's needs are. And we've just had an amazing response of people wanting to stay engaged on both sides.
So you're talking about people who maybe in their younger days were physically present in some of these countries and during the pandemic saw an opportunity to volunteer again?
Absolutely. And the outpouring of support for the countries of service has been amazing. I even got an email from someone who had served in the 70s in Fiji and said his entire group had gotten together and they were concerned about Fiji and wanted to know how they could help during this time, during the pandemic. And, you know, we were able to offer some options for virtual service, but really people are ready to get on a plane and go back and help. This is a time when we all need to come together and we recognize that COVID has been very difficult for us in the United States. It's been disproportionately difficult for people of color in the United States. And it has been disproportionately challenging for countries around the world that don't have access to the vaccines and level of healthcare that we have here in the U.S.
We're talking about the 60th anniversary of the Peace Corps, which was an organization created by President John F. Kennedy when he signed into law legislation creating it on September 22nd, 1961. We're joined by Peace Corps Acting Director Carol Spahn and a volunteer, Chris Strohofer, a Cincinnati native who had served 14 months in Albania before he was told to come back home due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Carol, how are countries evaluated for Peace Corps cooperation? And I guess I specifically would like to talk about Albania after that, but you said you were in 60 countries around the world. How do you determine which countries might need some help from the Peace Corps?
Well, that is not something we determine. We go at the invitation of host governments, and we really do follow their lead in terms of what their needs are. And then we assess those countries primarily around health and safety considerations to make sure that we can care for our volunteers during their service, that it will be a safe environment for them, and that the requests of the government really match up with the services we feel we can provide. So it really is at the invitation of those host countries. And we have several countries that don't have Peace Corps now that are asking for us back.
So Albania in particular, before we get back to Chris to talk about his experiences there, can you tell us a little bit about the relationship between the Peace Corps and that nation?
The relationship between Peace Corps and Albania has been incredibly strong. We have a very supportive partner in the government of Albania, and that strong relationship continues.
Okay. Okay. So Chris Strohhofer, a Cincinnati native who was volunteering in Albania, tell us a bit about that country. Was this a place that you had studied at all before you were dispatched there?
So I hadn't had the opportunity to study in Albania at all. When I applied, I had just applied to be sent anywhere, mm-hmm. and I was willing to kind of leave all of my expectations at the door and come into a new country with open ears and wanting to learn as much as I can about wherever I went.
Well, give us, those of us who probably know far less about Albania, what the general feeling was when you arrived in that country and what you learned about it in the early days of your arrival.
Sure. When I arrived in at the airport. There are beautiful mountains all around you. And I was welcomed immediately by the host country staff, the Albanians who help maintain and operate the Peace Corps operation on the ground. The people knew my name immediately without ever having met me, and they had clearly done all of their homework to know every in and out of my life. And not too long after, arriving and being trained on some basic expressions and different things that we should know about safety and security and all those things, we were sent to our training sites, and I was immediately with my first of two host families and had amazing conversation that at the beginning was very, very surface level. The food, any Albanian will tell you, it's bio. That's the esh bio is the Albanian expression for it. It's all natural. All the food is grown in that country. It's very healthful. You feel good every meal that you eat. And I think that's also partly because every meal you eat, you're going to have company with it.
Oh, wow.
So that's when I think of Albania, I immediately go to that environment.
Well, what's a dish that you grew to love?
Oh man, I would have with my host family, we'd have like a pilaf, a rice dish with chicken pretty frequently. We would have oven roasted like hot peppers and stuffed eggplant. And those were all like really good dishes, but I think the one that I probably had the most was brek, which is like a savory layered pastry. When you think of baklava with like all the layers of phyllo dough, but with savory butter, with egg, with cheese, my host family would make that. And also all along the street, you can pick it up for really cheap if you just needed to get out of the door pretty quickly that morning.
That's Chris Strohhofer, a volunteer from Cincinnati who served in the Peace Corps for 14 months in Albania before returning home due to the COVID-19 pandemic. We're also joined by Peace Corps Acting Director Carol Spahn, and we'll talk a bit about how the Peace Corps will be relaunching overseas in the coming days, months, years. I'm not sure. We'll find out. And also a little bit later, with a number of area business owners retiring, who will take over those operations? We'll explore the option of transitioning ownership to the people who work at these businesses. And also want to remind you that there was a mayoral debate here in Cincinnati last night. WVXU co-sponsored that with the Cincinnati Inquirer and Xavier University. If you missed it, you can read about it at WVXU.org, or you can also go there to watch it in full. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition On Demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU. And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We continue now with our conversation about the 60th anniversary of the Peace Corps. Chris Strohhofer was a Peace Corps volunteer from Cincinnati who served 14 months in Albania when he got the word that he needed to come back to the U.S. because of the COVID pandemic. He is with Cincinnati Edition right now, as is Peace Corps Acting Director Carol Spahn. So, Carol, how is the world viewed right now by the Peace Corps as you evaluate what your options are to put people back in these countries that, as you said, are anxious to have you back?
It's a great question, and it's a question that an answer, I will say, that keeps evolving. And it is very relevant that today is our 60th anniversary of the signing of the Peace Corps Act. And I was thinking back, you know, to the time when JFK launched the Peace Corps and when the world was divided, and it was an opportunity to bring people together across difference. And that mission and spirit is very much alive. And in the time of COVID, it's very important. There's a risk that the divisiveness, that the isolation that has been caused by the COVID crisis really does cause nations to lean inwards as opposed to going out and engaging with each other and building world peace and friendship, which is our mission. So we started looking at how to get volunteers safely back out into service the moment they were evacuated. And at that time, I think we all thought that we would be looking at a 3-4 month time period and we would be able to get on with our business. And we all saw that that was not the case. And then we thought with the advent of vaccines that we would be able to vaccinate volunteers and get them out very safely and that they would be in the field as we speak. The Delta variant has certainly thrown us up for a loop on that. And I think we realize that we need to learn to live with waves of the COVID virus, and it will be with us, and in particular in many of the countries we serve, for some time. So those are the mechanics that we're working through right now in terms of risk mitigation and response so that we can keep our volunteers safe. We do have several countries that have made it through our rigorous criteria, looking at transportation routes and medical capacity in the country, amongst a variety of other factors. So we do hope to see volunteers going out before too long, but that is assuming that this virus doesn't throw us another unexpected, turn in the game.
We've got a caller on the line, Michael, who has been listening, I believe also served in the Peace Corps. Michael, welcome to Cincinnati Edition. What's your comment or question?
Hi, great to be here with you guys. My comment is I was a Peace Corps volunteer in the Republic of Kiribati, one of the First Nations. Actually predicted to vanish as a result of global climate change. And it's the only nation to be in the four quadrants of the planet, first to see the light of day, but also kind of one of the first predicted to vanish. And my service actually was in 2000 to 2002. So once a Peace Corps volunteer, always a Peace Corps volunteer. And I'm so excited to celebrate with Carol and you and just... My service never ended. The day that my service ended was the day that my commitment to the nation began. And I just want to commend also on the National Peace Corps Advisory Council for the future Building Back Better, the future report. And I want to say thank you for having me, and I can't wait for us to go back.
Michael, thank you so much for the call. We really do appreciate you listening and sharing that with us. Thank you very much. And another volunteer from Cincinnati who is on the line with us is Chris Strohofer, who was in Albania. So, Chris, how does it work for you? You were there for about 14 months, I understand, and it's been longer than that since you've been back, I guess, by now. So are you hoping to go back overseas?
I'm absolutely hoping to go back overseas, and Albania is the first place I want to go. I still talk with my host family. Just yesterday, I told my host mom that I was going to go on the radio and talk about Albania. Since the time that I got evacuated, it's true, I think we all thought within the first few months we'd be back. Since then, I've went out and got a job, and I've gotten engaged, and I've had a really lucky few months post evacuation, and I just can't wait to go back and share my experiences, because my experiences with my host family and in Albania and with my community, it's been tough not being able to celebrate these life events in person after so many celebratory events that transpired over my year of service.
Let me ask you, Chris, and then I want to ask a similar question to Carol. You did the research you needed to do about the Peace Corps before you volunteered with the organization and were sent to Albania. And so I imagine while participating in the program, you had a deeper understanding of what the Peace Corps is and what it does. I'm wondering what your thoughts are now as we look out into the world in this experience we've all had together all across the globe, this pandemic that has just been so prolonged. Do you think that the role of the Peace Corps and the nations it serves will have to evolve, or do you think that the mission is right for helping the world heal after? Chris?
I think the only thing I could say is if you ask any volunteer, their service is unique to them and to their experiences that they had. But the thing that isn't necessarily unique is the lessons learned. I think almost every volunteer will go to a country, learn different and similar lessons at the same time from the communities that they live in. And it's those things as a volunteer that I can speak to that I brought back and have felt the enormous privilege to be able to share. Can only let Carol speak to the mission moving forward in the days of COVID. But I hope that the exchange of ideas and of friendship is something that can continue.
Well, Carol, let me ask you, do you think that the mission or the goals of an organization like the Peace Corps have evolved because of this pandemic, or do you think that the way that you were is still the right way to go about things when you're able to get back out there again?
Yeah, the mission and goals of Peace Corps have been the same since 1960, which is 61, apologies, which is amazing that they really are timeless. So the mission being world peace and friendship, and the three goals being, working with interested countries to build capacity. And the second two goals are really about cross-cultural exchange and building understanding. And I can't think of anything more important in this interconnected, intercultural world that we live in, that we take the time to go and learn about people who are different than ourselves. And we take the time to integrate, to understand, to listen, to ask questions with curiosity, and to partner in really fundamental ways to advance things that are important to those communities. What I do think will change is the things that are important to those communities, and we will be going back and really supporting COVID response and recovery so that we can, help to undo many of the development losses that happened during this period. And that will be incredibly important. And we will be using technology in new ways. We've all learned how to expand our impact using technology. I talked about virtual service before, but there are many different ways. And you see that Chris is still engaged with his host family and connecting with them. And that is part of our third goal. And that is bringing the world back home and teaching people about our countries of service, which you've done today. So thank you for that, Chris.
One last question for both of you, for people who might be considering joining the Peace Corps. What kind of person are you looking for? It sounds like there's a variety of opportunities for a variety of people. Carol, I'll start with you.
There are a variety of opportunities, and we would like Peace Corps to represent the rich diversity of America. We think all people have something to offer and some people something to gain for Peace Corps service. We are looking for people who are flexible, people who are willing to be open to new experiences, to listen, to suspend themselves and integrate into another community with great humility and grace. And that's really important to us and has always been the way that we go into a community is incredibly important. And I think you will see amongst people who have served in the Peace Corps that rich understanding and rich respect for people from other cultures.
And Chris, your advice for those people thinking about it?
I would recommend, you know, giving it, I would recommend applying. I know that things are uncertain and that I went in expecting to be there 2 years. You never know what could happen, but the country staff that welcomed me, the host families that welcomed me, the schools that welcomed me to their community, they, if you are open, they have already opened their community to you. And it's the most fulfilling experience. And I'm honored to have even had the year that I did have, even if I planned on it being two.
Chris Strohofer, a Peace Corps volunteer from Cincinnati, and Peace Corps Acting Director Carol Spahn. Thanks to both of you for the time you gave us today.
Thank you so much.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.